The credibility of Sudan's first multi-party elections in years continues to be cast in doubt, with Southern Sudan's main political party announcing it will boycott the ballot appointment scheduled for the weekend. The Sudanese People's Liberation Movement says it is withdrawing its candidates from the northern states for the April 11th vote, which includes local as well as parliamentary and presidential polls, because of alleged government control of the media and biased legislation that make an honest vote impossible. Father Sean O'Leary of the South Africa-based Dennis Hurley Peace Institute told us that the elections are only one element in a very large and complex political problem facing the entire region.
The Comprehensive Peace Agreement is not really a peace agreement. It's a period of ceasefire. Okay, so the actual stepping stones for a stable, peaceful South and North have never been put in place. So I think that the first part of your question is that the international community would have to lobby a huge influx of, let's call them election monitors and observers, to try and bring some kind of stability to the process of the election, not the day of the election, the process of the election, whether it's just for the elections or for the referendum. That would be important. The second thing is that there's a lot of controversy around the referendum itself. There are parts of the south, like the Nuba Mountains and South Kordofan province, where they're in the south, but they're not allowed to vote in the election. And that's a major, if you like, issue of contention that has to be addressed as well. So I think you would need an international intervention at the highest level.